Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Big Sean, Karen, you guys celebrating Black History Month?
Celebrating with you guys, as always, as this year.
I celebrate Black History Month every day. Day, man. I'm with you.
I'm with
you.
I don't know about you,
but it's an everyday thing for me, bro.
All right, perfect. I agree with that. But so today's show, let me give you a little intro, people. The U.S. is home to roughly 2.5 million Black-owned businesses, according to the Census Bureau. Although the vast majority are sole proprietorships or small-scale affairs, an increasing number have regional reach and national ambitions. Sean?
Today, we're recognizing top Black businesses and giving you our favorites that you can support right after you listen to our episode. Yeah, we're an action plan oriented podcast for those that don't know. So we want to, you know, we always try to spice things up and we're going to make things actionable. So you have no excuse not to support Black business for Black History Month and all the time. We're not including the high profile celebrity entrepreneurs like the Oprahs and the Rihannas or the many successful Black businesses who have self-serviced to other corporations like Worldwide Technologies, David Stewart. They get their shine all the time. And we want to make sure that the Black-owned businesses that, you know, that nobody heard about sometimes or may not be heard about that are kind of under the radar, we wanted to give them some love and kind of highlight them. Isn't that true, Karen?
That's completely true. And a little maybe surprise Black business at the end of this episode, maybe having to do with the Black on this podcast. I really don't know. But in thinking about this episode, I read a couple interesting facts about Black-owned businesses, specifically in the U.S. So the highest ratio, not number, but ratio of Black-owned businesses is in D.C., where 28% of all the businesses there are owned by African-Americans. But the state of New York...
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Isn't it? I didn't know that either. I mean, it's a lot. You know, almost a third. The state of New York has the most Black-owned businesses at 204,093, which accounts for 10.6 of the business of the state.
So, Matt, if we left, there'd be 2,491. Like, listen, bro, we make up two of that, bro. Two of that. You were talking to two Black business owners right here in his house.
Hilarious. True. Very true.
I mean, technically, I'm a Black guy, so I fall somewhere on the spectrum. Probably I count for one of them also. Facts. Second of number of Black-owned businesses is the state of Georgia, third is Florida, and fourth is Texas. Also, of the 2 million Black businesses in the U.S., only about 107,000 have actual employees. And they employ more than 920,000 people with a total annual payroll of about $23.9 billion with a B dollars. It's a lot of billions.
We hiring.
Hiring could hire more. I don't know. I'm going to kind of leave my 2 cents out of that. Lastly, 19% of all employer-based businesses were female-led, but 36.1% of all Black-owned businesses were headed by women. So way more Black-owned businesses are headed by women than all other businesses. It's the highest share of businesses within that are owned by women within any racial or ethnic group.
That's awesome. That's a great
stat. Ladies, I love that. Love that.
Well, I just wanted to add, look, we support, you know, businesses from all groups, and this is Black History Month, so we're putting a special emphasis. But there's also an added reason with this COVID pandemic that we're experiencing. The nearly half of all Black businesses, Black small businesses, were wiped out last year. So the numbers, like from February to April of last year, 22% of all small Black businesses went out of business. So we just want to encourage you, if you got any Black business owners in your circle or do some research, we're going to give you some research so you can support and help these Black businesses who are doing some amazing work. But you want to keep, you know, we can support Amazon all we want, but Bezos has made all the money in the world. Let's support some businesses that are doing great things that need the support. So, Sean, why don't you kick us off as we count down some of these businesses that we want to shine a light on, some of these Black businesses. Kick it off, Sean.
Yeah, and just to echo what Matt was saying, you know, this show is, as we say in the hood, is a re-up. You know, we're down 22%, but we want to get up to now. We want to get up to 50% now. We want to get those numbers back up. And so hopefully this show will help encourage those things that Matt mentioned, because we are 22% down and we need to get the numbers back up. So you listening to this show and then taking the time, really making the effort to support, if not this, some of the businesses that we mentioned today or some that you may know of, is what this show is all about. And we're choosing businesses that we feel are within your reach. All right. So I'm going to set it off, Matt. And one of them, you know, I'm a finance guy, investing guy. One of them I like is Advent Capital Management. It's founded by Mr. Tracy Maitland in 1995. This $9 billion investment firm, that's with a B, Matt,
that's
is
big.
An expert in defensive investment strategies involving convertible bonds designed to protect against downsides while capturing most of the stock market gains. The firm's $500 million publicly traded closed-end fund Advent Convertible and Income is the easiest for public investors to access with no investment minimums, but it carries the most risk due to a leveraged structure. Principally owned by Maitland, whose surgeon father once operated on Dr. Martin Luther King. Wow. 55% of Advent staffs are women and minorities.
Sean, I got a question. For the people less financially aware as you, what would I go to Advent for in common folk language?
What he's doing, he's more getting involved in the bond trade, and it's more of he manages the downside risk. It's like a hedge. So, like, if you're going aggressive into stock market and stocks, this is where you go to them. Like, okay, we're gonna kind of reduce the risk, give you a more conservative rate of return, and kind of balance out your portfolio.
All right. Well, cool.
And women are doing it with him.
All right. No, I love hearing about that, Sean. And since you brought up the ladies, let's go to the next business we want to highlight. It's called Beauty Bakery, founded by Kashmir Nicole Carrillo, a single mother and breast cancer survivor. Beauty Bakery was founded in 2011 as a lipstick brand that was vegan, non-toxic, and cruelty-free. Beyoncé featured the nascent brand on her website, and Nicole began marketing her lipsticks on Instagram, where it now has 1.2 million, that's M, million with an M, followers. Today, Beauty Bakery has raised $10 million from such investors as Unilever's venture arm New Voices Fund, which is run by Essence CEO Richelieu Dennis, and top Black execs like Kenneth Chenault, former CEO of American Express. Sean,
he was my boss one time. I hung out with him in the elevator.
We went there up, you go.
two minutes of swag. We went up to the 24th floor together. Me and him, okay. Just him and I and Vader.
All right.
Chopping it up, Matt. Don't hate it.
Well, anyway, these types of investments, they're making Nicole the rare Black woman to raise that level of venture funding. America, she said, America is at an interesting inflection point. Now is the time for everyone to create change and a lasting legacy. I think that's awesome. So congrats and support Beauty Bakery.
Congrats.
And this drives the point home that I always say, you know, social media can be used as a tool, you know, rather than just a place to socialize, you know, and she's taking advantage of that. Like 1.2 million followers that she's promoting her lipstick. You know, so I think that's great. And another thing, I think, Matt, I think she has a shade for you, bro.
Huh?
A shade of lipstick for you.
Oh, for you. Well, wow. I have no comments. I don't wear makeup. So let's move on to the lady of the crew. Karen, I know makeup is more your thing, so we'll pass it.
Makeup is more my thing. And an interesting thing is that I think this was last year, Beauty Bakery had a little controversy. It wasn't their controversy, but it was a controversy when a much bigger brand kind of ripped off their marketing. So they have a really specific, like, very cute marketing. It's like all bakery kind of stuff. So it looks like, you know, a carton of eggs or whatever. And it was kind of ripped on it. And it kind of blew them up even more because high profile people were weighing in. It was this whole big thing. Everybody's rooting for the underdog. And it's funny because the other brand is also owned by a minority woman, so it was like a very interesting kind of controversy. But yeah, if you're big enough to get ripped off by an even bigger fish, then you're doing okay.
True.
So that brings us to number three. So the third Black-owned business, and I didn't know that this was a Black-owned business, but I love this brand. It's called Driogio, and it was founded by a lady named Nancy Twine, who 3 years into a stint on the commodities desk at Goldman Sachs, exactly like Sean, decided to change her career because her mom had died in a car accident. She had a rethink. She wanted to change her career path. So her mom had been a chemist who developed a natural face cream. Her grandmother taught her how to make natural ingredient products. So she was inspired by both of them, spent weekends and nights researching beauty. And then in 2014, she launched her natural hair care brand called Briogeo, and it targets customers by hair texture. So, you know, most hair care companies will target you by ethnicity, and this was by texture.
So you and I can get the same kind, Sarah?
What do you think? So you and I can get the same kind because our hair is so similar. Our needs are almost the same. So, it was profitable immediately from the start. So she was successful kind of right away. And then her revenues quickly grew to $10 million by the end of 2018, crushing it, launched internationally in 2018, and now is sold on Sephora. It's how I know them, around the world, also online, through the UK retailer Cult Beauty. And she ended up selling a minority stake in the company to Drunk Elephant investor VMG last year for an undisclosed sum. An undisclosed sum, as we know, means hella money. So she is rich. Good for you, girl.
Good. I mean, I love how women are doing their thing. And that shows like a changing of the guard. I mean, I'm sure 20 years ago, we wouldn't have so much women involved in this. So I'm loving Black women and women of color just doing their thing and reaching the big M and the big B. Number four for me is another set of women. The McBride Sisters Collection, founded by sisters Robin McBride and Andrea McBride John. This is interesting. For nearly half their lives, Matt, Robin and Mommy McBride and Andrea McBride didn't know they existed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The half-sisters who were coincidentally raised in wine regions in California and New Zealand. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Respectively met for the first time, and we're going to party like it's 1999. Dun, dun.
Really, Sean? You're telling a great story, and then you just took it to an even greater level with your amazing singing. But anyway, can you?
And then 6 years later, they launched their wine business. Last year, McBride Sisters Collection nearly sold 100,000 cases, putting in the top 3% of the nation's wineries. Today, 90% of their staff, Karen, are women, and more than half of are people of color. Up
that's,
next for them
that's
is
10% let fewer women than should be.
Exactly. And they plan on coming out with you're so funny. They plan on coming out with spritzers and slated for this summer. I mean, that's an amazing story. You just meet somebody that, you know, that's your half sister, and then you're like, you go from beyond the hugs to cries, and then you're like, let's start a business together. You do wine? I do wine. Oh my God. Let's open up a winery. And then before you know, we sell 100,000 cases. Oh my God.
Yeah, Sean, that one is amazing on so many levels. That's a movie. That's ridiculous. That's a Lifetime movie or something.
Oh my God. Whoever gets the rights, you need to hit us off. Because Matt, your movie might just twitched. And this is definitely a movie.
Wow. Well, all right.
So far, every single one of these is a brand that I would personally love to be in. Like, I want to get rich from that rich guy. I want to have some beauty bakery powders on my face.
Oh my God, don't scold. You're killing me.
I'm going to need a nice, cool rosé and a little hair care for me. So that brings us to number five. So our fifth spotlighted Black business you may or may not know about, and I didn't know about, is called Blavity.
Hold on a second. You know about all the rest, and you don't know about Blavity?
I've never even heard the word.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know I was allowed to say that. And it's called Blavity. Blavity is an American internet media company and website based in LA, created by and for Black millennials. So that would be exactly me. Their mission is to economically and creatively support Black millennials across the African diaspora so they can pursue the work they love and change the world in the process. Interesting. I need support. Blavity was founded by Morgan DeBon, who's the CEO and co-founded by Jonathan Jackson, Jeff Nelson, and Aaron Samuels in 2014. DeBon, I hope I'm saying that right, Ms. DeBon, had worked at Intuit for 3 years prior, but left to found the new company. Blavity, in case you were wondering, is a combination of the words black and gravity. Oh, now they tell us.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. Inspired by DeBon's experience. If anybody, am I mispronouncing DeBon?
We're going to go with it. I think it sounds, that looks right to me.
DeBon it is. DeBon's experience as an undergraduate at Washington University, where she was struck that eating lunch with her few friends at the regular table in the college cafeteria over time attracted more and more Black students, grew kind of a discussion community about everything from politics to pop culture, and it was a kind of intellectual Black gravity, which is also our whole brand, you guys.
No, I think that's super dope. That's very aspirational for a lot of the Black creatives out there. Like, look what you can create. So props to them. That's awesome.
And I love Blavity, by the way. I'm a regular on Blavity.
So what does it mean to be a regular on Blavity?
I go to their website, read their blogs. You know, I think I've been featured on there, actually. I was featured on there because...
little humble brag.
Freelance
humble brag.
Interesting fact. Blog is a combination of Black and blog.
Wow.
Wow.
Happy Black History Month, guys.
So, right. Yeah, big up to Blavity.
All right, well, cool. Let's move it along to... In our the number six business we're going to spotlight is called the Sixes. Isn't that funny?
You see how deep we go with it on this show? Like, you see the research that we put together and what we do? The
you
six
can't,
and the sixes, like, you can't do better than that, people.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. So
it's almost like we switch it around at the last second to do that.
So with the Sixes, it's founded by Francie Girard, headquartered in New York City. The Sixes is a stylish pants line for women over 5'9". This new venture has been a long time coming for the native New Yorker, who had struggled to outfit herself in her 6'1" frame since the fourth grade. She had always found it difficult to find clothes that were high quality and fit and represented her style. The Sixes is a culmination of Girard wanting to provide a destination for women who have had experiences similar to herself. So big ups to the tall ladies, and go support the Sixes if you need some stylish clothes and
I mean,
you're over 5'9".
Very specific group of people who can
one thing
support
I,
the Sixes.
Exactly. One thing I love about this business is, like, it's a niche business. And I always say you can be a jack of all trades and a master of none. You can find, like, huge rewards and returns on just finding a small niche and then accelerating it. Because, yeah, it's a certain client that she can service. But I'm sure that client, like she said, was underserved, right? So they're
for
an
sure.
underserved market. We find a way that's just for you. And how special that feel? Because I know, like, growing up being tall, Karen, you know, sometimes I had my challenges. How would I know? Like, if I knew a special place
oh,
just
I'm
for
Sean.
Me,
I'm so tall.
Being tall and athletic. I just had my issues sometimes finding the right fit. And to know that somebody's thinking about me and my physique and my 6'3" and that 3/4 frame, size 12 shoes, 36 waist pants is like, wow, you're looking out for me. You know, I just think that's amazing.
Funny you should mention that, Sean. Didn't you tell us in an earlier episode that your mom would buy you stylish ladies' pants?
Sean, I didn't have front pockets until I was 19.
So you're trying to say I should be going online at 6? I'm getting upset when I go on that website. Like, I have flashbacks when I was a child, man. Matt, I gave you my two favorite letters in the alphabet. F U, okay? Why'd you have to go there, dog? You had to go there with mama.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Sean, if it makes you feel any better, my frugal Jewish mother bought me old Italian man Guido tracksuits my whole life, so I could grow into them.
The baggy ones, right? You were like coming off of a mob movie every
time. I mean, we sure saved money on girl-appropriate clothing my whole life.
Hilarious.
Never didn't wear a pair of sweatpants that didn't have a race car on it.
Well, at least you had front pockets, Karen. Like, I had to put all my money. Imagine how baggy my back pocket looked with my wallet, you know, my collection of baseball cards in the back pocket. You know how my back pocket looked?
You must have looked absolutely
and I was
thick. Thick in all the right places.
And it flat in the front, Karen. You know how I look, Karen? You don't know. You have no idea. Don't let me go there. Let's go to number seven. Number seven. Forget it. I don't want to go anymore. Number seven is a place that I service like at least 3-4 times a week, you know, and I'm glad, you know, we're able to talk about them. It's Golden Crust. And for all you New Yorkers, I don't know if they go, I think they go a little bit beyond New York. You should all know Golden Crust. Karen, you got to know Golden Crust too, right?
I've heard of it. I'm sure I've eaten their Golden Crust at some point.
Yeah, it's a Caribbean bakery, a Caribbean fast food restaurant operated and manufacturer of Caribbean cuisine, including Jamaican food, Jamaican patties, which they're known for, and other baked goods. It's founded by Lowell Hawthorne, God rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago, and his family headquartered in NYC. The parent company is owned by the Hawthorne family, and the stores are franchised. So this is a franchise-owned, black business, exactly. There are over 100 Golden Crust restaurants operating in 10 U.S. states. The company also distributes food products to retailers, schools, and prisons, and is considered the foremost Jamaican business in the U.S. It's also the only company that makes and distributes 9 varieties of Jamaican-style patties.
So let me see if I can name patty. Nine. Yeah, any patty you've come across, that's been a
I'm going to try to see if I can name 9. They got the spinach one, the veggie one, the beef, spicy beef, chicken, shrimp. I'm at 6. Excuse me, I can't go any further than shrimp. There's 3 more I'm missing, but I think there's 4 versions of beef patties.
You know what I think? That if even if I go so wrong and I end up in prison, I'm still going to be having some awesome beef patties. My life can't go that wrong is what what I'm taking away from that.
So, yeah, kudos to them. But you imagine getting those contracts, they probably weren't easy. So you got to give credit for them to actually get those contracts and be able to distribute to prisons and so forth, because those are part of the old network, you know. So to even be able to penetrate that market,
right?
Congrats to them.
Yeah, it's big money for them. All right. So lastly, we have a bit of a favorites list, our favorite black businesses. Actually, Matt has his favorites and Sean has his favorites.
You don't have favorites, Karen?
It's all of these that we just talked about are some of them are favorites of mine. But also, I think maybe it might be this Black History Month, maybe a little bit tacky for a white person to tell all black people what kind of businesses I want from them. So I'm going to let the melanin black guys with good credit here take over this list. I'm down for all these businesses, by the way. I do have a personal. I have one favorite and I'll tell you at the very end.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm curious to know what that is.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that you're curious.
All right, Karen. Well, before I give my favorites, we're going to take a quick sponsor break and we'll be right back. So everyone stay tuned. It's Black History Month. We're breaking down black businesses that we want you to support and know about. So keep it locked. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Black guys. All right, welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It is Black History Month, and today we are celebrating black businesses. We are highlighting black businesses you should know about. And just getting that awareness out, we counted down our top 7, and now we're giving some personal favorites. So I'm going to kick off with a few of my personal faves. So favorite number 1, I'm going to give it to an art business that is in Malibu, California. It's called Canvas Malibu. And basically, I know the owners. Actually, you know the owners if you've been listening to our show for a long time, Arlington Forbes and his lovely wife, Jack. Jackie and Arlington started this business over a decade ago where they sell clothing and they sell art. And just watching their creative vision come to life. If you go to their store, it's one of the most awesome visual, like it's an art gallery and it's also a store, and they've really grown it into something super special. It was always dope, but now it's even like it's refined. So support Canvas. Go online if you want to buy some art, if you want to buy some gourmet fancy clothing. They got some stylish clothes. You got to have a little Karen boyfriend budget if you want to buy their clothing, but
a very handsome and successful budget.
Yeah, it's canvasmalibu.com. Great website, great show, very beautiful stuff. And I always try to support them and buy something at least once a quarter. So, you know, just to support my friends. And I love what they have. There's always something in my wardrobe of Canvas.
Awesome. All right. And my second company that I want to highlight on my own personal list, and for those of you who you've listened to me break down what I do. I'm a content creator. I work in television and make documentaries and television shows. So there's a guy named Kevin Fredericks who has a company called Kev on Stage Studios. And during the pandemic, this dude, he's a content creator. He's like an internet comedian who has made amazing content on his own, no budget. And throughout the last year, his content has become so well known and so well done that he's got a Netflix deal. He's got deals all over the place, and he's just opened up his own studios, kind of like Tyler Perry, but a smaller version. But this guy is somebody worthy of supporting. He makes quality content. So I just wanted to shout him out. It's motivational to watch him grind. Kev on Stage Studios. Look out for him and support his work. It's super quality work. And then the last company I'm going to shout out is my own. It's called The Fresh Aesthetic. We are a production company, and we make television shows, documentaries, and film. And yeah, check us out.
And podcasts, Matt. Man, you are Matt. You've become the king of podcasts. Like I know you're a very humble guy, but Matt is the king of editing. He makes his show amazing as to what it is. He's a great editor. He's very easy to work with. He goes with the flow. But then, you know, when he wants to be stern and get across his point, he's willing to do so, and he's always juggling many different things. So also, if you're looking to start a new podcast, if you're looking for somebody to edit your podcast, you know, you need to reach out to Matt. He's a man.
All right, well, I appreciate that. I'm gonna slide Sean a $20 bill through the virtual
20 <on here. laughs> 20 Bro, you better come correct.
Inflation, come correct, all right, my bad. I'll rework that. But those are my three businesses that I wanted to spotlight. So again, it's Canvas Malibu, it's Kev on Stage Studios, and it's my company, The Fresh Aesthetic. So I'm gonna pass the mic to Sean. Tell us some of your favorite Black-owned businesses.
Well, I try to choose Black-owned businesses that I really make an effort and use on a regular basis, and why I love them. You know, yes, I knew they're Black-owned, but not all of them I did at the beginning, and I'm just, like, amazed at the service and what I get. So the first one I want to mention is one of my favorite places to go, and it's CrossFit Dean Street. It's owned by two Black gentlemen. And what I love about this show, what I love about CrossFit that I go to, it's like it's a family, and where it's not just all Black, it's a mixture of all different races, men and women, all different ages, and you go there and you just feel the energy. You thrive from the energy of the owners because they're into it, and it makes you want to get into it. And the way I know everybody, companies send out generic emails telling what's going on. When they send out their email, you just feel like you're part of something, you know. And we all have a common goal to be fit, and everybody just feels welcome, and it's just a really. And I've been a person that, as you can tell, been working out my entire life. And I just think that this is the best place I've
ever. Sorry. Yes. We could tell right away. Yes. That's a management exercise since forever.
Like, exactly. I just feel like this is honestly the best environment I've ever worked out in my life. And it's, and you know, some of the personal goals I've achieved because of being a CrossFitter at this place is I hated long distance running. And, you know, I went to Canada and, you know, quarantine time and COVID time, and I decided just to jog in the mornings, and I reached personal goals of jogging like 10 miles, and which I would never have done had it not been for CrossFit. And you know, I've been able to do things that, you know, I didn't think my body could do. So I really, really love Dean Street CrossFit. My second one is Kiki's Pet Spa and Boutique, and this is owned by my friend of like I think almost 25-30 years, Sarah Nurse. She's in Fort Greene, Brooklyn with her pet spa. And I don't know if you know, the pet business is such a hard business because you have these people that love their animals like it's their children or is their children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, any little mistake, you're going to hear about it. They're going to blog about you. Mm-hmm. They're going to call you. They're going to complain. Like, she's had like to just navigate so much in an environment that is so challenging, and she's been able to weather the storm and become successful. And it's a 20-year plus business. I still remember the day she opened up. So, you know, I bring my dog there, my crazy dog, for a bath, who got kicked out of daycare there. A crazy dog. But, you know, and I know Matt has used Kiki's as well. So I just commend her for, you know, 2 decades in the business and keeping it moving. My number three one, I have four, Matt, by the way. So,
oh, okay, that's fine.
My number three is where I spend most of my lunch money on, and it's called Itel Fusion, and it's a Caribbean-based vegan restaurant. And you know, I'm veganish. You know, I'm
I didn't know that.
I'm veganish, not 100% committed.
That's,
you know,
why I didn't know. I may not have my vegan.
I may have my cow cheese every now and then. You know? but
I mean, cow cheese is murder. You do know that, right?
Yeah, but they make excellent vegan dishes to the point that, like, I eat them 3 or 4 times a week, and I don't, you know, and I enjoy them. And I look forward to them, and they're, you know, they always give healthy portions. They're always speaking to customers, and they're always nice. Like, there's another vegan place I won't mention I used to go to, and I love it. But the guy's just he's just arrogant, doesn't care. He just knows he does great food, and he's just horrible customer service. These guys, you know, you pay $12 and you get to choose like 7 different dishes, and they pile them on, and you can go 8, you can go 9. They're not stressing you out, you know, of like, oh, you're one over. So
how do you say their name again?
Itel, brother. Itel Fusion. So it's a fusion of foods.
But are they just new in Brooklyn or just New York?
Yeah, they're just in Brooklyn. They're on Nostrand Street at the junction. But their food is great, and their reviews reflect that. I mean, they have excellent reviews. So kudos to Itel Fusion.
Sean, and then let me just interrupt. You got any businesses that maybe people can use if they're not in Brooklyn?
Oh, I do, Matt. I do. You know, I love Brooklyn. I'm all Brooklyn all day, but I do, Matt. It's called Knick Knack Direct. And that's my business, Knick Knack Direct. And we've been around since 2002, and we allow people that live outside the United States to shop on U.S. websites. So my premise with this with Knick Knack was that I just wanted to make sure that, you know, third world countries have the same access as we do in first world countries. I want to provide the same services and goods to anywhere in the world. You can, you know, it's like, just because you don't live in, you know, first world country doesn't mean you can't have access. So I was because of that, I was able to partner with great companies like FedEx, American Airlines, Delta, Caribbean Airlines, to get goods and services to places that people may not be able to get them to and have access to. And this has been an amazing experience where I have relationships all over the world. There's not many countries I can go to where I can't make a call to somebody, be like, oh, you're the knickknack guy, Sean, you're here. And then, you know, so it's been a great relationship building. It's been great just doing international business. And I also service local community as well. You can also ship your stuff to my store, and I'll send it out to you discounted on major flights. So yeah, kudos to knickknack direct and the owner, Sean Linda. And those are my four.
So, okay, I changed my mind, you guys. I'm going to talk about 2 black businesses because they're in my neighborhood and I love them, and I'm going to shout them out on this podcast because I can. So the first one is, so we had...
Not your weed guy. Please don't mention your weed guy.
Okay, first of all, I'm my own weed guy. And second of all...
I want to mention Jake on the corner.
Okay, first of all, don't knock Jake. Jake's a great guy. And second of all, everybody's got to support a family. So we had an unfortunate issue with our washing machine that lasted like weeks. And like, you know, I'm like a constant laundry doer and a frequent shower. I just am all about washing things. And so I had a need. And so I ended up finding this really awesome laundromat in Williamsburg called Celsius. It's like very boutique. It's kind of bougie and high end. And it was founded by, I believe, Black Sisters. And you go in and you like weigh your laundry, you do this whole thing. And then you have this whole menu of options of things that they can zhuzh your clothes with. Like you can add a lavender fragrance and a vinegar rinse and a fluff dry and all this kind of stuff. And they fold everything beautifully and deliver it to you.
That's so gentrified. That's
a
so
blue bird circling your head and you know, a bird helping you put on your jacket or whatever. It's really, really cute.
I think the zhuzhing is an underrated feature of businesses. I appreciate that they give a little zhuzh.
Yes, they sprinkle some extra zhuzh on it. And I appreciate it because it
is like a little tingle when I put my undies on.
That's right. And I tabbed and it was tingling for weeks. And I'll tell you, it is very gentrify-y. It is, because it's not strictly necessary to have a laundromat with so many bells and whistles, but it's fun and indulgent and they do a great job and everything smells awesome and looks really good. And they go through, so this was, I was like, are you guys sure? They go through your laundry and they read all the tags and they wash it according to how everything's supposed to be washed so they don't ruin everything. And I love it. And it's expensive, but they did me a solid and washed all my clothes. And I really appreciated that. So it's called Celsius in Williamsburg. And the other one is called BK Lobster. It's this black owned restaurant. They do just lobster stuff.
You BK and I, BK Lobster?
And girl,
I can't imagine
you in
the line
lobster.
There. I can't even imagine. You go in the line?
I know.
Are you seamless?
Line,
it? You seamless?
Yeah,
it?
Who are you talking to? I don't
know. You Uber, Karen, are you going into BK Lobster? You going to BK Lobster?
Okay, so first of all, I'll call ahead and then I'll take an Uber 2.5 blocks, deposit me in front of BK Lobster, pick up my food. and yeah, they're awesome. So if you're in Williamsburg, they have a couple locations, but BK Lobster is kind of where it's at. So supporting black businesses. And then my number two favorite. Number one and number two, no, number one, tied for number one, favorite black businesses are Nick Nat Direct and Matt's Editing, Matt's Business.
Fresh my Aesthetic.
Fresh Aesthetic, my two favorite black guys with good credit. These are my favorite
black businesses. Is it because Big Daddy, Matt, and I pay you? Is
that because you're hosting? Because you pay me. Yes, that's 100%
why
that is.
Sugar Girl? Is that why you like us, Sugar Girl?
That's right.
Take care of you.
Oh, that's right. It's because my latest Zelle payment went through. And so I'm all about that, you guys. And I guess I haven't supported the business directly, but I'm here. My very presence here, I feel is supportive. And so I bequeath my support unto you.
We love you, Karen. We love you, man.
Wow. All right, Sean, as he goes, we loves you, Sean. Really? All right, well, Karen.
I love you guys, too.
I think to bring the show full circle, I think this is a great Black History Month tribute show to all the Black businesses out there. So rewind, play it again, write these businesses down. Some maybe you can use their services, whether or not you're in the cities or not. Some you might have to be in those regions or cities, but definitely do some research and support small businesses, support Black businesses, and, you know, get out there. It's Black History Month. Do your part. As my slogan goes, nothing changes if nothing changes. And that definitely applies to these Black businesses. If you want them to thrive and survive, well, we have to support them. So get out there and support. I'm Matt Smith, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and we out.
Yeah, right. So I'm Karen Margolis. I'm a third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I co-sign all of this. I love to spend money. I love it so much. Money in, money out, I always say. It's your money. Spend it all the time is what I say every day, and I do, and I love to support. I love to spend money and feel good, even better about myself by supporting a Black-owned business. So it's an excuse to shop, and I'm all about that. So go shop for yourself. Get a nice lobster. Get your girl something, whatever you want. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Get the tingle in your undies.
Get the tingle in your undies. Get a vinegar rinse for your towels or whatever. It's kind of worth it. And the place is really nice and owned by nice people.
Hashtag tingle in your undies. All right. Anyway, well.
This show stays right on the line.
Yeah, I'm Sean Linda, the better third of Two Black. I'll say third today. Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And yeah, this show is about to encourage you to support Black businesses, to continue to do it and help bring back that number up. And, you know, we just showed you examples of things in our community, Black business that we support, and hopefully you will think and do the same and make that effort to do it ongoing. So as I say every week, your money is your money, keep it in your damn pocket, but come on, put it in some of the Black businesses as well, all right? Come on, man. Come on, man. And I'm out. Later. Yeah. Oh, email is at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's Two Black Guys with Good Credit @gmail.com. And I'm out of here.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.